أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لعن الذين كفروا بالذين إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه وبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. يستمر الشهر لابد في الأمر بالمعروف وفي الكمان ذات في شيء سرعي والنهي عن المنكر وفي شيء فقد ذات في شيء سرعي. That should be part of our life, that is for our deen. As our deen is to give advice everywhere, and not an advice that we should command the right and the wrong. And this is kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun ar-ra'iyyati. Each one of you is a shepherd, and each one will be asked about his flock, about his herd. That is in our homes. We are in charge of our homes. Wherever Allah has given us position and whoever is under us, then it is our duty to not only encourage the good but to command the good and to see that things run according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anytime then you should forbid that. And it comes also in the Hadith Sharif, مَنْ رَعَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Any person who sees any wrong, and you have the authority over that, like in your family, then you should change that by the force of your hand. And if فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِهِسَانِ. If you can't, then use your tongue and forget that wrong. And if you can't, فَبِقَلْبِ. Use your heart, make dua. Think of the device, various plans, etc., that how it can be achieved. And the last level of iman is that you take it as an evil. If you can't do anything, you are helpless, but you at least regard it as an evil. Don't regard the wrong as right and the right as wrong, which is unfortunately has become the norm today. That if you do things according to the flow, according to how people want, then you're all right. But that is wrong according to Sharia and according to deen. And if you command according to deen, then people get upset with you. So you want to please people, please our nafs, etc. So Allah warns us against that. And Allah reminds us, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. The people of Bani Israel, that is the Jews and the Christians, they were cursed. By who were they cursed? عَلَى لِسَانِ دَعُودَ وَعِيسَ بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. On the tongue of Dawood alayhi salam and on the tongue of Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Two great Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, that Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam cursed them. So if a Nabi curses you, then what hope have you got of any salvation whatsoever? And why did they curse them? Bima asam. Because of the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Open transgression of the laws and breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, on that account they should curse them. And what was the disobedience? وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And it was their nature, the very nature, to transgress and break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And what was that disobedience and the transgression? كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ. They should not stop the people from the wrong that was being done. And the wrong that the people were doing, they were not stopping them from that wrong. They allowed that wrong to happen under their noses, in spite of having the knowledge that this is wrong, but we did not stop it. So that was the wrong that they were doing. لَكَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ. And Allah Ta'ala declares that that action of theirs is لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. How evil isn't it? How bad isn't it what they were doing? That is, they were doing the wrong, transgressing, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and they knew what is right. And whoever had the authority and power, at least to speak, but we didn't do anything. And the very last level is that we think of it as an evil. If that also is not there, then it comes in the Hadith Sharif, there is no grain of iman that is left in that person. So today we are in a condition that we are commanding the evil, and stopping from the right. So according to the true teachings of Quran and Hadith, these are very important two points that we should look into and correct ourselves here. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to see what is good for us and to save us from all harm, especially at what is happening all around us, especially in Palestine, the condition. We should take very great lessons from there. We have to make lot of du'as for them also, and we should take lessons from there also. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all, protect the people of Palestine and all the people who are and whom zulm has been made in the world. May Allah protect us all. Amen.